Have you ever had the perfect idea arrive 3 days after the project ended? You are washing a mug, looking out a window, and suddenly the image is there. The headline is obvious. The color is alive. The whole campaign unfolds in one beautiful flash. And then you remember the client already approved the other direction.
Or the campaign is already live.
Exactly. Live, printed, and sitting in the client's lobby. That used to feel like proof that I was creative only when nobody needed me to be creative.
That is a painful kind of timing. The idea shows up after the sign is installed, the ink is dry, and everybody is already congratulating themselves.
But the idea was probably not missing. It was homeless.
That is the shift. What if the idea was not late? What if we simply had no place to put it when it appeared? Today, we are building that place. I call it the Spark Shelf. It is a living collection of fragments, sketches, phrases, textures, customer observations, business problems, and strange little possibilities that are not ready yet, but might become exactly what you need later.
And not a giant database, please. I can feel some listeners reaching for a spreadsheet already.
No giant database required. We will talk about what to capture, how to find it again, and how to turn two unrelated fragments into something that helps a real audience notice, understand, trust, or act. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories.
I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and today I am here with Wendy, who brings the sharp eye of an illustrator and workshop leader, and Anthony, whose world includes signs, printing, artificial intelligence, and the wonderfully unforgiving question of whether a design can actually be seen from the street.
That question has ended many beautiful ideas.
And today, we are going to keep the beauty, but make it useful.
In each episode, we'll dive deep into the art of crafting logos that don't just mark a brand, they ignite one. We'll unpack illustrations that leap off the page, transforming marketing magic into magnets that draw the right people straight to your door. Whether it is a color palette, a storefront sign, or a sketch that eventually becomes a campaign, we are here to help you imagine bigger, design bolder, and connect deeper.
So grab a pen, open a notebook, or use the Notes app on your phone. By the end, you will have a simple shelf, a 5-minute practice, and a way to move when a brief feels vague or your motivation is nowhere to be found.
Here is the first idea I want to test with you. A creative block is not always an imagination problem.
It is often a retrieval problem.
Right. You may have plenty of imagination, but when the brief says, make it welcoming, modern, and different, your mind reaches into an empty drawer. That does not mean the drawer has never contained anything. It means the contents were never stored where you could reach them.
That matters because the usual response is to pressure yourself. More brainstorming, more tabs open, more declarations that the first idea must be original.
Pressure is a terrible filing system.
It does not even alphabetize.
A Spark Shelf gives your future self something to browse. Not finished work. Not perfect concepts, fragments, a curved shadow on a wall, the way a customer describes a problem, a repeated shape on an old package, a business question you cannot answer yet. The point is to preserve enough of the moment that you can recognize its value later.
From the production side, somebody will say, "We need a sign that pops." That is not really a direction. Then they add, "People keep missing the entrance." Or, customers slow down when they see hand-painted lettering. Now we have a business problem and a visual clue.
Two sparks that can actually meet.
Exactly. One tells you what is failing. The other hints at what might help.
Start with four places. Visual details, language, problems, and possibilities. That is enough. Visual details are not just polished reference images. They might be the softened corner of a notebook, the spacing on a street sign, the rhythm of windows in an apartment building, or the way light moves across a floor.
I want to stop you at reference images, because this is where people can accidentally build a shelf full of fashionable answers. If every image looks like the same current design trend, the shelf is not expanding imagination. It is narrowing it.
Collect the behavior of the image, not only its surface.
Exactly. Write one sentence beside the image. The crowded lettering feels energetic, but the clear center gives the eye somewhere to rest. Now you have saved a design lesson, not just a picture you liked.
And complaints belong there too. I drove past twice because I could not tell where to go. Sounds negative, but it is a design brief hiding in plain sight.
Problems give the eventual idea something to push against. What is confusing? What gets overlooked? Where does someone hesitate? What does a team explain over and over? Possibilities are the open doors. What if a brand behaved like a guide? What if a launch unfolded like a treasure hunt? What if an illustration changed as the audience moved through the page?
And possibilities are not promises. If every loose thought has to become a viable campaign immediately, people will stop collecting them.
Right. Interesting shape. Not sure why yet. That is a perfectly respectable note.
Let us try this together. Look around wherever you are. Find three ordinary details. Not the most impressive things. A handle, a shadow, a receipt, a seam, a pattern in the floor. For each one, ask, what feeling does it create, and what action does it invite?
I see the edge of a notebook. The corners are softened from being carried around. It feels used, trusted, ready. The action it invites is opening.
That could become a packaging idea about familiarity, or an illustration style that feels handled rather than manufactured.
I see a strip of sunlight across the floor. It separates two areas, but it does not feel like a barrier. It feels like an invitation to step forward.
That is a beautiful observation. The practical question would be, where could an invitation to step forward help someone?
A storefront, an onboarding page, a service menu, even the first line of an email. Three details, three feelings, three possible actions. That is not an afternoon of inspiration. It is a small habit of leaving the door open.
Now, where does the shelf live? A notebook, a digital board, a folder, a stack of index cards, or some combination? I like paper for fast marks and a simple digital space for images and links. But the tool is not the system. The system is the promise that when something catches your attention, you will preserve enough of it to recognize later.
What is the minimum? Because I can imagine somebody photographing a chair, writing three paragraphs about the chair, adding seven tags, and never looking at the chair again.
Minimum viable spark. The fragment, one sentence about what caught you, and one possible feeling or use. That is it.
I would add context when the idea involves print or signs. Was it readable from across the street? Did the material catch light? Did the color disappear in shade? A visual idea can behave very differently at 10 inches than it does at 30 feet.
That is an important correction. The shelf stores performance clues too. Readability, scale, contrast, movement, and sequence. A client may say, I want it to feel premium, when the actual need is, I want people to understand the offer in 2 seconds.
For tags, I use feeling, audience, format, and opportunity. Feeling could be calm, playful, bold, or reassuring. Audience could be first-time buyers, local neighbors, families, or professionals. Format might be logo, sign, social post, packaging, or workshop exercise. Opportunity tells you why it matters: visibility, trust, education, conversion, or retention.
I am not sure all four help someone who has to find a sign idea by Friday. If I am in a hurry, I want to search by audience and job, not debate whether a spark is bold or playful.
That is fair. Feeling can become a note instead of a required tag.
There is our compromise. Four useful lenses, but no four-field bureaucracy. Tag the audience, format, and opportunity when they are clear. Add feeling if it helps. Add a date if you want to remember the season. Do not score every spark.
The spark shelf is not applying for a grant.
Exactly. Review it for 5 minutes once a week. Choose 3 sparks. Ask whether one connects to something you are working on now. If yes, move it closer. If not, leave it alone. The shelf does not need to be clean. It needs to be alive.
That review can happen while a file processes or while you are waiting for a proof. Pick one fragment and ask whether it could improve a current customer experience, a better directional sign, a clearer window message, a more memorable way to explain a service.
Then combine fragments. Take one visual detail and one problem. Put them beside each other and ask, what if the feeling of this visual detail helped solve that problem? A worn notebook corner plus a confusing onboarding process might become a welcome guide designed to feel personal and easy to open.
The rhythm of a subway map plus a customer who does not know which service to choose could become a visual path through the offer.
Borrow the principle, not the costume.
And test it against reality. Does it help someone notice, understand, choose, remember, or act? If it does none of those things, it may still be an interesting drawing, but it is not yet a marketing tool.
Let us work through a fictional example. Imagine a neighborhood bicycle repair shop. The owner says, "We want to feel more welcoming to people who are not serious cyclists." Good beginning, but broad. Then a customer says, "I just want my bike to stop making that embarrassing noise."
That sentence has personality. It does not sound like a campaign, but it sounds like a human being.
On the shelf, the designer finds a rough sketch of a tiny speech bubble attached to a bicycle bell. It was saved weeks earlier because the shape felt friendly. Put the phrase and the sketch together, and the first concept appears. Your bike has something to say.
I like the phrase, but a clever poster will not solve the problem if people still do not know what the shop does for them.
Good. The concept is not the finished answer. It needs editing. Who's it for? Everyday riders, parents, commuters, or competitive cyclists? What is the goal? More first-time visits, more tune-ups, or awareness of maintenance? Where will it live?
Start with the action. If you wait until the end, the idea can become attractive and still lead nowhere.
Fair correction. For everyday riders, the window might show a large, friendly bell shape and the words, "Hear that? We can help." Underneath, "Quick tune-ups. Walk-ins welcome." At a distance, the sign has one job. Inside, the fuller story can begin.
The medium edits the idea. A window does not need to explain the entire brand. It needs to earn the next moment of attention.
And test the lettering at 30 feet, not just on a monitor. If the bell shape is charming, but the service line disappears, the charm is doing all the work, and the customer still has a question.
Now the concept can travel. Social posts show 3 common bike sounds as illustrated marks. A service card says, "Tell us what you hear." Stickers, shirts, and window graphics use the bell, the speech bubble, and small sound lines. The rough sketch has become a recognizable device that guides people towards a service.
That consistency matters. One strong silhouette can work on a sign, a sticker, a shirt, a social graphic, and a printed card. When the core idea has a clear shape, it travels.
And the presentation becomes clearer. Instead of saying, "I made this because it looks cool," you can say, "We heard customers describe a small embarrassment. Combined that language with a friendly visual cue and shaped it for quick recognition outside the shop. That is a rationale people can trust."
It also gives the client something useful to respond to. They can say, "Yes, that sounds like our customers," or, "Our audience would find that too playful." A fragment becomes a conversation instead of a mysterious reveal.
Let us try a second example, because not every business wants a playful bicycle bell. Imagine a neighborhood tax preparation service. Their customers are first-time filers who feel embarrassed by what they do not understand. The shelf contains a visual spark, a trail of small paper steps. It also contains the phrase, "I do not know where to begin."
That is a very different emotional temperature. Less playful, more reassuring.
The job might be trust, and the next action might be booking an introductory conversation. The paper steps could become a simple window graphic, a social sequence, and a Pridget checklist.
The headline could be, "Start with one step." Not a promise that taxes are exciting, a promise that the first move is manageable. Same Spark Shelf method, different audience, different feeling, different job.
That is why the shelf should not be organized only by style. If it were, the bicycle bell and the paper stacks might never meet the right business problem.
Exactly. Organize by what the idea can do, not only by what it looks like.
And artificial intelligence can help with retrieval. You could describe a set of fragments and ask for combinations suited to a particular audience or business goal. But I would not ask a tool to decide what is meaningful before you have done the noticing yourself.
Yes. A tool can tell me I saved 20 images with rounded shapes. It cannot automatically know that I am drawn to them because they feel forgiving rather than aggressive.
Let technology help you search, sort, or generate variations. Keep observation and judgment human. The spark is not only the object. It is the relationship you noticed between the object and the world around it.
Let us do the 5-minute practice in miniature. Choose one thing you noticed today and one real challenge in your work. Wendy, give us yours.
A row of colorful paper tabs in my notebook. The challenge is that workshop participants often do not know which exercise to begin with. One visual use is a vertical set of tabs. One message is choose your starting point. One experience is a printed guide where each person marks where they are now and what they need next.
That is simple, but simple may be exactly what the audience needs. A strong design often removes effort instead of displaying effort.
My spark is the strip of sunlight. My challenge is a local service business whose entrance is easy to miss. The first visual use is a warm band of color that leads the eye toward the door. The message use is, your next step starts here. The experience use is a sequence of small directional moments from the sidewalk to the reception desk.
I would test that one from the parking lot before getting too attached to it.
Naturally.
And I would ask whether the color band feels welcoming or whether it simply looks like construction tape.
There is the value of developing an idea out loud. The first version is not sacred. You notice, combine, test, and revise. That is not killing the spark. It is giving the spark a form that can survive contact with the world.
What about the ideas that never become anything?
They are not automatically failures. Some sparks are seeds. Some are weather reports. They show you what you were noticing during a season of your work. But the active shelf should remain inviting. If a fragment has no energy and no connection to a current problem, move it to an archive.
Active view, not permanent museum.
That is the phrase. The shelf should make you want to reach in. If it becomes a wall of obligations, reduce it.
So before we close, open a notebook, note, board, or folder and give it a name that makes you want to visit. Spark Shelf works. Field Notes works. Things I Cannot Stop Noticing works. Create 4 loose spaces for visual details, language, problems, and possibilities. Then add 1 item to each. No perfect examples. No elaborate descriptions.
Then choose 1 pair that does not obviously belong together. Put them side by side and let the awkwardness stay for a minute. Ask what the first fragment teaches you about the second one.
Finally, give the idea a job. Does it need to help people notice a storefront? Understand a service, trust a new brand, remember a message, or take the next step? A job does not make the idea less imaginative. It gives the imagination somewhere to land.
Here is what I hope you remember. Capture more than pretty pictures. Save visual details, human language, real problems, and open possibilities. Organize lightly. Use a few meaningful tags. Review for 5 minutes. And resist becoming the unpaid librarian of your own creativity. Then develop the fragments by combining them and editing for audience, goal, medium, and next action.
And try the tiny observation exercise whenever you have a spare minute.
three ordinary details, three feelings, three possible actions. You can do it in a waiting room, at a coffee shop, or before a meeting begins.
Create your shelf today and add four sparks before the day ends. Then, sometime this week, combine two of them into a possible visual, message, or customer experience. If you want a ready-made framework, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit for the templates and downloads.
Do not wait for a blank afternoon. The best shelf is built in the margins of real work, while you are noticing what customers say, what materials do, and where people hesitate.
Your imagination is already collecting. You are giving it a place to meet itself again.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Next time, we will look at how creative routines can become repeatable workflows without losing their sense of discovery. Until then, keep a little room in your day for the detail that surprises you.
And when the spark arrives, save it before the next task carries it away.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what is next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.
Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.